Included is Mort's Place on Sullivan Avenue. Assistant City Attorney Bill Spurlaza says the carryout is a haven for criminal activity.
This establishment has 76 calls for service to the Columbus Police Department, and that is only in a 9.5 month period that we looked at from January to about the middle of October. Those include calls for robbery, guns, gangs, drugs, thefts, fights, and individuals with active warrants. Additionally, there was a shooting where an individual was shot and killed in July of 2012.
Also included is the GNL carryout on East 5th Avenue.
GNL carryout, in my estimation, is in the business of the acquisition and resale of stolen property. Four times in 2012, we have documented what we call RSP, or receiving stolen property, incidents. Individuals go to box stores, grocery stores, etc., steal things, bring them to GNL carryout. They buy them and resell them.
None of the nine affected businesses sent representatives to last night's council meeting to object to the resolutions. The annual resolutions are part of the process of license renewal. The Division of Liquor Control reviews the renewal applications but is not obligated to follow the city's recommendations. Council also approved a $25,000 legal settlement with a restaurant manager who sued the city for false arrest and violating his civil rights. Matthew Radcliffe was the manager of Tossie's Cafe in the Short North in October of 2008 when he was arrested for arson. The owners filed a police report after the fire division contacted them concerning a gas smell coming from the North Pearl Street eatery. City Attorney Rick Pfeiffer.
And based upon what they learned, they think that the manager of the restaurant turned the burners on and had the gas running. 6 days later, the manager is back at the restaurant, and apparently some kind of disturbance caused by the manager, which causes folks to call the police. The police come, start talking to the fellow, and then check that the arson investigation squad believe this guy should be charged with attempted arson, as they believe he was going to start a fire. So he's arrested. He was not indicted. As it turns out, there was a cook who did clean these ovens, and he said he left 5 minutes before the manager left. Well, as it turns out, the cook turns out to be an undocumented alien who has been deported. And so the manager says, well, we left at the same time. Could this case have been tried? Yes. Might we have prevailed? Yes. Might we not have prevailed? Yes. So one of the considerations that our lawyer handled this case was, look, a witness who says that I left 5 minutes before the manager is now gone is not going to be available to testify.
Pfeiffer says the settlement ends the case that is pending in federal district court.